It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody. Insight on this lovely spring Wednesday night. We welcome into studio the Fort Recovery Jubilee Committee, at least some of the members. I have co-chairs, Corey and Mandy Gerlach, treasurer, Kurt Wendell, and we're going to talk about the 2021 Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, hopefully, Kurt's busy writing
Kurt's
stuff.
Kurt's doing stuff, so.
Good evening, Jack.
He should have been more prepared.
He was.
Jack just gave him assignments right about 5 minutes before we went on there. We need to know this and this.
He's looking stuff up.
He's trying to find. Jack should have asked him the questions like that before.
So, is it official that there's going to be a 2021 Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee?
It's official. The Jubilee is on.
Very good.
And not only is it happening, but the plans are well underway, and we've got a lot of exciting things going to happen.
Fantastic. And what are the dates?
It starts on June 16th, which will be the Taste of the Town, and we'll go through June 20th.
So June 16th, is that a Wednesday or Thursday?
That's a Wednesday. Yes.
So I tell you what, should we come back and then get into the details or keep on talking about the details?
Yes.
So first, thank you. First, let's talk about the Taste of the Town, okay? Has become a huge event that is on the Brick Street.
The Taste of the Town will be on the Brick Street again this year. They're working on getting the vendors together, and they are going to have live music again this year by the Sunburners. And hopefully we get plenty of local businesses involved again.
Fantastic.
Yeah, last year there was a lot. Two or three years ago there was a lot, and they just seemed to get more and more. And better and more prepared, and at least now you have a general idea how many people are going to be there.
Sure, and even the businesses, and Corey can speak about this, but even being knowledgeable about how to prepare food on the Brick Street or have food available on the Brick Street.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of a
challenge.
Yes, it is. That's its own beast there. In years past, we've made our food, we've had to actually make at the bowling alley and have someone shuttle it down because we can't pull enough power to run what we need in order to make it work. But the thing that was interesting to me is that the one year we did pizza, and it went pretty well, but after that we did subs, and I couldn't believe how much better that went than pizza. It was
really,
it was like a convenience factor of walking around with a sub
it's
instead
like a sandwich
of yeah
type
right
thing.
Kind of thing. Yeah, so it's kind of neat what you learn,
So, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back, and you break down, and again, I know that it's early, and you may not have all the, details worked out, but, talk about the various events and the, timing of everything, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking. looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales are coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 22nd through 24th, sponsored by the SciIoTaZi. The maps are available at several local businesses and also on the Village of Fort Recovery and Fort Recovery SciIoTaZi Facebook pages. There will be lots of bargains in and around Fort Recovery that weekend, so get your map and plan out your route for the SciIoTaZi's Community Garage Sales coming up Thursday through Saturday, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Hey, we're back talking about the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee coming up on... I didn't write the dates down.
June 16th.
June 16th.
Yes.
Yep.
Well... before we get into the details of the Jubilee, let's talk about the people that you know you guys work with that are helping put this on. Okay, Manny, you and Corey are co-chairs along with
Cliff and Megan Wendell.
Cliff and Megan,
yes.
Kurt and his wife. What's your wife's name, Kurt?
One of the many Amy Wendells in town. One of the many
Amy Wendells in town.
But she's your favorite.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Who else is on the committee?
We have Jamie Forkamp serves as our secretary this year. And then we have various, I would say, stand and event chairs throughout the weekend.
And there's a whole bunch of those.
Yes, there's lots of those.
So the Taste of the Town is on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Okay. And so you guys would go out to local businesses, and they will have a stand at this and sell various foods?
Typically, it's been every food business in town, and then... Wanglers always did something. A lot of times they would use their particular grill that was a hot item at the time to make some food. So, and I think there were other, like, not necessarily food-related items, but things that another shop uptown or something might offer, and then they would
I think Kalp's usually has, you know, something nice.
Sure. Yeah, they have the ice cream and maybe something else. And Forget-Me-Not Florist does various things like cookies and other things like that. Yeah. That, you know, they're not really a food vendor, but they make things just to get a little different something out there.
And our merchants actually are in charge of that event. And so they are the ones that go out and get the vendors and set that all up.
Okay.
So, and then we have the sorority does their beer and wine garden.
Yeah, the beer beer tasting thing.
Yeah. So we'll have that again this year.
Yeah, at the bicentennial or 225, the quadquisquilububia thing. They had them two different. They had the wine tasting one day and the wine and beer, I think, one day, and then the food the next. I think it was a Monday and Tuesday. They combined it all and put it on Wednesday before the Jubilee. So because all of that was very. Went over very well down at the Jubilee and decided to bring it up on the street. And, you know, it's turned into something that people really, really look forward to.
It's a lot of fun. It really is.
I think they like that it's on the brick street, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. Well, and it's, you know what? It's, you know, neighbors talking to neighbors and everybody just kind of enjoying the night. So, you know, hopefully we get Mother Nature to cooperate and have a great Wednesday night. So, after the Taste of the Town, then what is the actual Jubilee part of it? Is from Thursday to Sunday?
Yes, and most of the we'll be at the Ambassador Park from Thursday through Saturday, and then the events that we have on Sunday will all be at the Legion this year. We won't be doing any of the events on Sunday at the Ambassador Park.
Okay, so when you say the events on Sunday, you're talking about basically the barbecue chicken pickup stuff.
Yes, we will have the firemen will do the parade again this year. And then we'll move to the Legion for the barbecue chicken dinners, and we plan to do the raffle from there.
Oh, good. So that allows you to somewhat clean up at the end of Saturday night. You know, like that part of it's over.
Unfortunately, we had to learn through flooding that having the chicken dinners at the Legion is just more convenient for people.
Yeah.
It's easier access for people to pick up dinners. And
parking's easier. It's closer. And they have plenty of space out there. That's a great idea. So let's talk Thursday to Saturday. You'll have a ride company, I take?
Yes, we have Otterbacher rides and concessions back again this year, which we were thankful because, you know, just like everyone, ride companies had a very difficult year last year. So we're glad that they're still able to provide services for us this year. But we have Thursday night, we advertise as our kiddie day.
Yep.
And one of the main parts of that is that Otterbacher provides ride wristbands for kids to ride for a certain price for the night.
Very good. And like those will be on sale beforehand?
There are no pre-sale tickets for the ride company this year. That will all be available at the Ambassador.
Okay.
Starting on Thursday.
Good. So, so what else is going on Thursday?
Cooper's provides a free activity and giveaways for kids. I'm kind of excited. We have a couple of new things going on this year. We have the Fort Recovery Marching Band is going to do an opening ceremony with a national anthem and a tribute to the armed services. We also have a dunk tank this year. Our National Honor Society is going to run a dunk tank on Thursday night, and there's going to be some teachers and school administrators up there getting dunked.
Oh, no.
Sad, huh?
And
do you have a request?
Maybe a middle school guidance counselor. I don't know. Just a thought.
That's a neat idea. So that's the...
That's the National Honor Society.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we were excited about this year is we were able to get several different organizations involved. And it's kind of when you throw it, it's kind of the neat thing about Fort Recovery or a small community is when you throw it out there, you find out that there's a lot of organizations that want to be involved. They're just not sure how to get involved.
Yep.
So we're glad to have them on our team this year.
Very good. So... You talk about some of the new activities. So let's talk about a couple of those. Beside the dunk tank and the opening ceremony, what else is new?
Well, for those of you who, and I don't know if you know this or not, but the lemonade shakeups have been gone for years. And the Girl Scouts are going to bring them back this year.
Really?
On Thursday night. Yeah.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's exciting,
been
right?
Popular.
Yes,
yeah.
that was always something a lot of people looked forward to.
Yeah, and it's perfect fit for the Girl Scouts, right? Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So they'll be running that for us, and then we have the high school band is also they have a smaller version. It's not the marching band. It's not the concert band, but they have a jazz band now. So they're going to do a short concert for us on Thursday night.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where are they going to do that? They're, have we figured that out yet?
Yeah. Well, I think in the entertainment.
Okay.
Tent. And then from there, actually, when they're finished up, then we have a new feature called Faith and Music. It's featuring Pastor Q, for those of you who are familiar. I think he's been on the show probably before.
Oh, yeah. He's on our Christmas show the last 2 years, plus a couple other times in here. So, yeah.
So he and some members from the Christ Chapel and the Nazarene Church are going to do a concert on Thursday night in the entertainment tent.
So when you talk about the entertainment tent, okay, so from a design of the Jubilee, okay, so there's a headquarters stand, okay, so like, you know, what else is there? You know,
if you go, if you're looking at the headquarters stand and go to the left, it's hard to say whether it's north or south or east or west.
Go as far away from 49 as you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, so good description.
Okay, thank you.
So
the far end.
Yeah, it's close to the beer stand, I heard.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So the entertainment tent is the same one that like the bands will play in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's the largest tent height-wise, and we have sound set up there already for the bands, and it also allows a lot of space, like people can come down and bring their lawn chairs and enjoy the evening.
Awesome. Is there still a commercial tent?
There is no longer a commercial tent.
It's been 5 years, maybe, that there hasn't been one.
I don't know. I've slept since then.
It's somewhere in that vicinity.
It's.
There is a kiddie tent.
There's a kiddie tent. It has, you know how we used to have a... Since Jack has clearly not been there for a while.
Yes.
You know.
I was there. I just couldn't remember.
So
that was a good one, man.
Slept 5 years.
It was a good time to go to a commercial so I can slap my cousin's kid.
She will knock you out.
She would kill me.
You do know she broke Ross's arm.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That is a true story.
So look out, Jack.
I will.
Don't mess with her.
So go ahead and explain the kitty tent to me.
Okay, so...
Which I worked at last year.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. That could have happened.
Hey, yeah, you probably did work there last year. Was it pretty busy last year? Last year.
Okay, you got me back. Okay, there used to be a cake stand, and now they have changed it to more of like a junk food stand.
No.
And that is run by the Fort Recovery Youth...
Sports organization.
Thank you.
Frizo.
So they take care of that stand. But same the paddles, you know, you bet on a paddle. And then also in that tent on Thursday and Friday are games that are set up by our cheerleaders. And they collect tickets and get small prizes.
Yep.
That's in the kitty tent.
Okay. And then for like the lemonade shake-ups will be...
I don't know.
Still,
Kurt, where's lemonade shake-ups going
to
be?
To be determined. There's plenty of space. So you just need to find something, right?
I'm trying to visualize.
Yeah, we're not sure about all the...
Well, we're going to have these people back in about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And the details will be very clear then.
Sure hope Actually, so. Let's have them back in 1 minute after we take this break.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
We're back. Insight. With the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee Committee, Mandy had to leave. I'm just kidding. She's still here. So this all started with me asking the question, so what's new down there?
Yes.
Okay.
I missed one thing from Thursday night, too. We are having a diaper derby this year.
Oh, cool.
Which I have never seen, but apparently there's different heats, and I don't know if
they go on everywhere.
You have to register like the baby's weights. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Yeah. No, that'll be is that neat. With or without the full diaper? Your weight.
I'm guessing there might be a few full diapers before it's over.
So who's sponsoring that?
The Mercer County Rights of Life organize that for us.
And that's basically like a crawling race, right?
Yeah, you have to be under the age of one and not walking.
So. We got a problem with mic one. Say something again there, Kurt.
Under the age of
there
one
we
and
go.
Not
we
walking.
Got it going. Okay. A little dust in our controls.
I've never seen a diaper derby, so we don't know where that one goes either.
Okay,
but is somebody else in charge of it, and you don't have to worry about it?
That's correct.
Perfect. The Mercer County Right to Life will take charge.
So. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know what they're doing, so.
They've done it before.
Give them a place to do it, and everybody's happy.
Cool. What else is new?
Well, I'm going to move on to another night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the one I think that a lot of the people here at this table are excited about is that there is going to be axe throwing at the Jubilee this
axe
year.
Axe throwing.
I, for one, am excited.
Yes.
Are they going to have administrators there for that as targets?
Yeah, they're going to put apples on top of their heads.
I don't think that's probably something that our insurance covers. Yeah. But, yeah.
So is that like a company that you rent and they come in and you put this on for you?
Yeah, I think they bring like a trailer.
Yeah, it'll come in as a 2-lane trailer. Company's coming out of Delphus for us. And you will have, my understanding is, the right to buy so many minutes or an all-day pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. It is very popular. I mean, it's up over Top Golf, you know, kind of.
Yep.
Have you guys ever done it?
I've never done it.
No. I have not done it.
I have once for a corporate event. So, yeah. And it was unbelievable. You know, we all started. There was probably 40 of us to start, and none of us could get an axe to stick. And then they slowly tutor you and train you up, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody that qualified very low in the pack ends up winning the crawling tournament.
Now, why couldn't you get an axe to stick? I know I'm deviating a little bit
it's spinning. And
yeah, you toss it.
The way you release it and stuff.
It has to hit the target with the blade.
Sure.
If you hit it with the handle, it ain't sticking.
Yeah. I would be amazing at it.
So when I did it.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I'd be good at it.
You've done it, Jack?
Yeah. And you know, the guy can watch you and can watch what your axe does and says, take about a 1 foot step back.
No kidding.
And just that change changes where it hits from that rotation.
So like a good bowling coach
would
do with a kid. So yeah. I wouldn't have any clue.
I'm not sure I could do it because I have two bad shoulders, but I'm used to be really good at sticking a knife into a tree from about 10 feet away.
Really? Okay. So, I thought he was going to say darts.
Nope, just flip a knife and stick it in a tree.
Huh. Hey. Okay. I think that I would like to try it. I don't know if we'll have time, but I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we should be allowed to experiment.
Yeah, they'll let you.
Yep.
I hope so.
So, you know what? I think that will get a lot of attention.
Yeah, I think so. We've been hearing a lot about it, and like I said, we found this company that is doing it for a reasonable price, so... hopefully it's a big hit.
Definitely nobody gets hurt. it's kind of a scary idea, especially like when, you know, you do it somewhere where it's located and it's something they do all the time, but now it's like a traveling axe throwing.
Traveling axe throwing band of gypsies.
Yeah. This is not a great advertisement.
The one we actually did was a traveling one.
Can you cut that part out?
We're going to emphasize it and use it as a promo.
Okay, but anyways, moving right along, I'll talk a little bit more about Friday night. We have the axe throwing on Friday night. We also still have our go-kart races that we have every year. There's also a pie baking contest and auction that the Historical Society runs. And we have the duck races with some new exciting chairs for the duck races. You might know them.
Who's that? Kevin and Eric aren't doing, are they?
It's I believe one of your nieces, Carrie Stalgar, and Kelly Reisner, and Nick Vogel.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That is, yeah.
It will not be boring.
Nope.
No, boring.
I will promise you that.
So you always have to find somebody to talk on the microphone. And what I'm trying to figure out is, how are they going to figure out which one gets to talk on the microphone?
I have two extra microphones if you need them.
They're going to need them. Yes, they are. They're also trying to decide where to keep the ducks. You know, because you have to, like, house the ducks through the weekend. So... it requires, you know, at least a garage or something. Yep. So, anyways, then that night we also have a band, as we always do. We have Schifferly Road this year on Friday night.
Where are they from? What do they play?
Well,
I don't know anything about them. Is it who was on the committee to line them up?
That's a Megan.
That's a Megan thing.
That's a Megan thing. So if they're,
I trust Megan with my life.
She's been a band scout before and done well. So I
did.
One of the problems we're having with bands is like some of the committee members are aging a little bit.
Yeah.
So like our finger's not quite on the pulse of what people want to dance to, but
getting a, you know, Michael Bublé tribute band would probably not go over very well.
I could go over well in the commercial tent, which we don't have. But they used to have entertainment in the commercial tent.
Yes, they did.
Yep, there's good stuff like that.
Yeah, so that rounds out Friday for us. And then Saturday, we have a poker run, a motorcycle poker run. And then we have our antique garden and tractor pulls, which we always have. In the afternoon, we have live music with Jason Greasup. And new this year is we are doing what we're calling a vendor tent event. So direct sales vendors are purchasing a booth from 4 to 8 on Saturday. So
it's a commercial tent.
It's... Well, similar.
It's not our local business. Am I understanding that it's like 31, Avon,
yes.
Mary Kay, that type
Color
of thing?
Color Street Nails.
Oh.
Yep.
Well,
have you ever heard of Color Street Nails?
I thought you might know about Color Street Nails. Yeah, I think right now we have... we've got a Pampered Chef representative that's going to be selling things, Tupperware, Pure Haven. And I'm not sure what that is. Anybody in this room?
Nope. Nope.
I'm looking around. I don't think anybody
We almost never have whatever Haven that kind of thing is, parties at guys' houses. That almost never happens.
But anyways, we will fill... I should not have even mentioned Pure Haven. That was I should have left that out.
but that's that kind of thing is something that a lot of people be very interested in.
Yeah, hopefully. So they'll fill a tent with what they call direct salespeople, and you'll be able to go and purchase. They'll have things, merchandise available to purchase there that day. And let's see here. We have... Oh, that day we also have a, the Girl Scouts is also doing a pet parade and judging. Now, we don't know what all of the categories are for the judging for the pet parade, but hopefully we'll have that information when we get closer.
Yeah. I mean, they usually do a cutest dog, cutest cat, cutest dog family.
Like, looks most like their owner.
That was kind of a neat one. I'm actually kind of excited about the pet parade.
Yeah.
That's because he thinks his dog's going to win.
He has zero shot. If anybody's
These two have been arguing about their dogs.
Stupidest dog.
Well, Arv might win that. Today he was afraid of Piss Willie, Bob's dog.
Yep.
A little bit of size differential there. I can't believe he was that scared. It was kind of embarrassing.
That's probably just because he was sitting with Bob.
Yeah, probably.
But remember, it's not just dogs. I mean, if you have a hamster you want to bring, or a chinchilla.
Chinchilla would be neat.
Cobras?
A pig? No cobras.
No cobras.
Absolutely no snakes.
We had pet parades years ago down there, and there was a really, really large snake.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 6 foot.
Like a boa constrictor kind of thing?
Yeah. You don't want one of those there?
God, no.
Yeah. All pets are welcome, though.
Yes, all
goats.
Pets.
Goats would be all right.
Yep.
What makes something a pet? Like, you can't bring your cow, right?
Yeah, you could, couldn't you?
If it was a pet cow.
They're not smart enough to keep as pets, are they?
All pets are welcome.
All pets are welcome, yes. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, but don't bring a herd of cattle. Don't bring your dairy cattle. Don't load them up and bring them.
They have to be pets.
This is not Kleinhen Stockyard. Well, but if they have pet cows, we just decided we have pet cows.
So,
if you name them, they're pets.
Well, sit down, Betsy. So, other thing besides the pet parade.
The axe throwing goes on again on Saturday. And then we have an event that we've had for years that's really popular is the quarter auction, and the sorority is in charge of that, and they'll have that again on Saturday night. And then duck races, and our live music that night is Zach Attack.
Zach Attack.
And I do know that there is a fan of Zach Attack in the studio tonight.
Jack, Zach Attack might be the greatest throwback band ever.
Really?
They're going to rock your 90s. All over again.
Do you like the 90s?
You have to understand. You have to understand.
But Jack, the 90s were great.
90s feel like a week ago for Jack.
or 1,000 years ago.
I was 40 in the 90s.
The new 20.
And I lost my hearing in the late 80s. So
you don't even know. You don't know any 90s songs.
I don't.
Zach Attack, I know, has been at McSober's somewhat regularly over the last several years.
Is that right?
Aren't they based out of Cincinnati, I thought?
Yeah, they're coming up from Cincinnati.
You know what? And it's amazing to me the type of talent that you can get at things like this, though. I mean, I am sure that the Zach Attack and the first band that you named...
Shiverly Road.
Yeah. You know, so kids, young adults love that stuff, and that they'll pack it, we hope.
Yeah, I think this band puts on a really good show is what...
Yeah, they're going to be high energy, and I know from communicating with them, they're just as excited as we are about having a festival again.
Fantastic.
Because obviously 2020 wasn't their dream year.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing is that I'm sure the bands are out there just so hungry to get back at it, you know. So it's great that, you know, we're able to do that. It really is.
Sure. I think in my experiences working with the bands at the Jubilee, like, it's really exciting for them because the crowds are so large compared to when they play at a McSobers or something. They get a good crowd, but you can only fit so many people.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of fun for them, too.
Yeah. Yep. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back, and I want to talk to Kurt about the financial part of the Jubilee, get into the nuts and bolts of it a bit. So we'll be back right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound. Bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckridge hot dogs are two for $3. And packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Wow. The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley-Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event. Wow.
We're back. Inside. We just talked about Neil's nuts and where he likes to keep them.
So, they're in the bowl.
They're in the bowl. Oh, my. So, let's...
Three different kinds. We have the beer nuts, we have the Cracker Jack's nuts, and the honey roasted.
So, we're back, and we're talking about the 2021 Harvest Jubilee. And so, Kurt, we know looking back at last year that things didn't go as we had planned. I'm sure that the committee spent a lot of time trying to get it approved, and, you know, we just couldn't pull it off. So from a financial standpoint, you would think as a layman that, God, we had to lose our ass on that. But that's not necessarily the case.
You are absolutely right, Jack. You know, blessed living in this area. We plan this event months and months in advance, sending out the sponsorship letters and stuff. Got all the sponsorship money last year, and then, Uncle COVID kind of struck, and we didn't have a choice. So we contacted each business individually that had sent sponsorship money and gave them the three options of keep the donation, and we will donate it to the community like we do annually. You can roll that donation over to the 2021 Jubilee, or we were willing to return the donation to the individual business. Zero businesses took that last offer. Several took the rollover of that sponsorship money to 2021. However, the 2020 Jubilee that was not, with the sponsorship of businesses and the chicken dinner proceeds, we made approximately $14,500.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you know, when you plan an event like that, it doesn't go off, and you're still able to raise money for the parks.
Correct. Yeah. So our policies and guidelines, every Jubilee, automatically right off the top, half the proceeds goes to the village for our park systems. So, you know, last year we were able to donate to the community approximately $7,300 to the village to take care of the parks and upgrades and stuff.
Fantastic. And then I'm guessing that you want to start each year with a certain amount of money, whether it's for posters or mailing or...
Correct. Yeah, we keep a checking and a savings account locally here in a bank that keeps our reserves for us from year to year to start with, to be able to, you know, obviously there's expenses mailing those sponsorships out, putting deposits down for events and stuff like that.
Well, I can remember 25 years ago, if we made $14,000, that was as big as it got. Went a long, long time. Well, 30-something years ago, we didn't have any bands, so we were making $10,000. We got bands, we were getting rained out half the time, but we were getting up in the $14,000 range, and everybody was pretty happy. And now, that's when you don't even have a Jubilee and not a party, and now it's, you know, five times that. So yeah. It's great what it's become. It's just really, really good.
So as like we talk about the, and you, Neil mentioned the olden days and stuff. You know, I think we talked about several of the organizations that are new, that are doing some new things, but there's also some that have been down there and have like the beer stand.
Yeah, we have some of the things that we have all weekend. Like beer stand is run by the KFC. We have the Sons of Legion gambling tent,
which is a chuck-a-luck and the poll tickets and
yes,
and blackjack.
Yeah.
Yep. We have the community club runs the softball tournament and concessions. The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters run the lunch stand, and the Cub Scouts have popcorn and snow cone stand the entire weekend. And then we also have the antique tractor display every year.
So is there somebody that sponsors that? Is that like
the antique tractor?
There's a club.
Antique tractor.
Yeah, club. And I think Bob Metzger is kind of in charge of it.
That's a Bob Metzger question.
Yep. Yeah. And there's technically a club, but this is, I think, all they do is this is their one event, I believe. Yep. But if you want to see some neat tractors and talk to some people about those neat tractors that they've restored, that's a treat.
Yeah. So as we look at, like, you talk about half the money has to go to the parks. What's some of the other organizations that we've donated to over the years?
First and foremost, it's our I think, speaking for everybody, it's our goal to take care of the organizations that help us down there. So we start with those organizations, you know, going as high or low as, like, the football team helping us clean up each night, you know, and making a donation to them for that. But, yeah, the organizations down there, like we discussed with running those stands, is starts high priorities for us.
Yeah, so a lot of the athletic teams...
band, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those are ones. And then from my experience years ago, there seems to always be some club somewhere along the line that is doing something special or has run into expenses that you want to help that yeah. didn't necessarily help with the Jubilee, but that there just always seems to be somebody that... Correct. That you can pick anything and you've given to a good cause in this town.
The community library, for example, the yeah. neurological center we've donated to in the past and stuff.
So as like we were talking about the number of years that you've been involved. And Mandy, I think you said...
I think this is my ninth year.
Ninth year.
Yes.
And... You know, I don't think there's any doubt that if there's a couple out there or some individuals out there that would like to play a bigger role for the upcoming years to you know, contact you or Cliff or any of the you know, current committee members, and you'd certainly make room for them.
Absolutely. I know that there are... people who are willing to be involved. Sometimes it's just hard finding those people. So absolutely, if there are people who want to be involved in any capacity, they just need to contact one of us. A really great way, our best way probably right now to contact us is our Facebook page. But we are working on a website and being a little bit more up to date about how people can access us and get our information. Okay. So we're working on that.
So there's a Fort Recovery Jubilee Facebook page?
There is, yes.
It's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee.
Thank you, yes.
Yep.
Actually, that's how we got on the show.
Yeah, that's how I contacted
us. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so what number of the Jubilee is this?
Oh. Jack, do you remember the first one? Can you help us?
Yeah, well, I was 8. Okay, so that was back in 1923.
Well, it was before that, Jack.
Was it?
Yeah.
Damn. Neil, do you have any
Neil
idea?
Neil knows.
I don't know, but I think the date on the one on the Minor Ding building... Trusty Woods building has a 1908, and that wasn't the first one.
No, so there's not necessarily any specific certain.
Yeah,
yeah. There was a. It started, but it came from what was supposedly one of the stories I heard, and I've heard it from several people that probably would know. It came from what was called the Bill John Picnic. There at that time. Around 1900, half the people in town were named Bill or John. And so they had a Bill John picnic. And they did that for 2, 3, or 4, or 5 years, and people started coming from all around, so they just turned... That's when the Jubilee started. Now, that may not be 100% correct, but that's one of the stories that I've heard over the years. It came from the Bill John picnic.
I feel like you just made that up.
No, that's not true. Not true that I made it up.
And were those the ones that were on the main street of town, on Wayne Street?
Well, yeah, the picture, there's a lot of pictures around of that. And there's 1900-something pictures from way down by near where you used to live there by the garage.
Right.
Looking this way, and there are, the street is absolutely packed with people from... down there by that where the gas station is, not sure what was there then, all the way up to this intersection up at the Lutheran Church.
Just I completely took that picture.
Oh, yeah? We'll give it back. They want it. Now, there's, I think that some of those pictures had been in the visitor center, but I haven't looked for a while.
It's been uptown here for quite a few years.
Oh, yeah. Till around 1973 was the last year.
Because I remember Grandpa talking about it. Being up here,
and it was awesome.
Yeah,
but
he said it was really
awesome. You can't. It can't exist. It can't do it anymore because it's too big, for one thing. The Jubilee is too big. And
every year we get requests or questions about why don't you move it back up there. And
they tried to do it.
We kind of throw the idea around, and it's like
they tried to do it for the 100th, whenever that was, about 20 years ago. They tried to do it for the 100th, and they just couldn't make it work. And part of the reason they moved it, the biggest reason they moved it, was for years... when they had it uptown, when it was over, Minor Dings and Toby's would give the Jubilee Committee what, at in today's money, would probably be $20,000 each, because the Jubilee did not sell beer. All the beer was bought in the bars, and they were so busy. And Toby's actually closed the following week because their employees had worked themselves to death, and they had made plenty of money. And then they gave $20,000, not in that day's money, but in today's money. But then Ivo sold the bar, and the guy, Sam Sherfy, that was in there before Paul Stugler, he decided he wasn't going to give him a penny. He's going to keep it all. And so they weren't making any money all of a sudden. Herb says, if they're not giving them, I'm not giving it, although he probably did, but he's, that's, so they were out of money, so they decided to go down to Ambassador Park where they could sell beer. So that's a good part of the reason. It was still was feasible to do uptown, but it isn't anymore. There's just not enough room.
Well, and we've talked about it for other reasons too. I mean, obviously weather is an issue from time to time at the Jubilee.
It's higher than the river up here anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But we've thrown around ideas of other places in town, but we just can't come up with something.
Yeah.
That will give us what we need.
And I think people are very happy that the taste of the town can be up here, and they can kind of do the old timers like me that can remember everybody uptown and sitting around and talking to your friends and neighbors for a week, because it was a week-long thing. Started on Monday, ended on Sunday. And the rides were open all the time, and you could, everybody was uptown. You just sit around and be talking to people. And now you can do that on Wednesday night. And people really, really like that. The old people remember how it used to be, and the younger people understand that it's really pretty good time to do it that way.
Neil, I think we have to get one more break in, right?
Yep, yep.
And then we'll be back to kind of recap everything and set the dates, share the dates for the 2021 Harvest Jubilee right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket.
We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We have softball and baseball games coming up for you tomorrow here on Fort Recovery Radio. The Indians teams will take on the Redskins, with the girls hosting the Lady Redskins, and we'll bring you that game live on our sports stream too. And the boys will travel to St. Henry and we'll broadcast that game live on Fort Recovery Radio. Get out and support our Indians teams as they take on the Redskins tomorrow night. But if you just can't get to the games in person, we'll broadcast both games live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
The one and only Jack Stogler.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So I bet you I can go on Facebook and find seven of them.
Nope, you can't. I checked it out.
Oh, yeah?
Because I tried to contact all the other Jack Stoglers in the United States.
Okay. There is a Corey Gerlach, right?
Like
and
six.
She's a girl.
Yeah, she's beautiful, actually. Yeah. She swam at Auburn. She was like a
you would make wait, a you pretty
know,
girl.
You know a lot about her.
She was from Columbus. It was weird. We made friends on Facebook. There's a Corey. I don't know. There's a tons of Corey Gerlach. It was interesting.
So
I'm boring.
The 2021 Harvest Jubilee is going to go off.
It
as
is
scheduled.
It is June 16th through June 20th.
Okay, and it's kicking off on Wednesday night on the Brick Street.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
With?
Taste of the Town.
Taste of the Town.
I'm sorry, he's distracting me.
He is, I know. I wish he'd put his shirt back on.
Is he distracting you too, Jack? Yeah. Now, one thing I just learned on Facebook, there's a Jack Stogler and a Jack Stogler.
Yeah, I know.
I think those might be the same person.
Those are...
Because he works at Cooper Cheese.
Bill had a...
Yeah, same thing.
Somebody's
screwing
around with you guys.
Somebody. Oh, it's the same thing. You've got a fan, huh? Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a fan.
Not the stalker.
Yeah, some of the things that one guy said about Bill, I thought, wow, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
So somebody anyways. Said something not nice about Bill.
Up on the Brick Street.
He doesn't deserve that.
Up on the Brick Street, the Taste of the Town will have
food,
local restaurants,
yes,
and bars that'll be serving food. The sorority has their wine and craft beer tasting thing.
Yes, correct. And live music.
And live music with the Sundowners.
Sunburners. And they have those steel drums. Yes, that's my favorite. Yep. Steel drums.
Yeah, that's his favorite.
Yes. They're very good.
Yes.
So that's Wednesday night. Thursday night, the softball games start. Thursday is Kiddies Day.
Free activities for kids. Lots of entertainment that's kid and family friendly. There's outdoor movie. It's a great night to bring your kids to the Jubilee.
Fantastic. And there are no pre-sale ride tickets or anything like that. It'll all be sold at the Jubilee. Is that correct?
Yes. And wristbands are available on Thursday and Saturday of the Jubilee this
year. Very good. So we get the kids exhausted on Thursday, keep their butts at home on Friday, and...
come up for some axe throwing on Friday.
Yes, yes. Or you can bring your kids up and let them throw axes, too.
Is there... there's got to be
there
18,
you would think
it?
So.
Yeah, and if it's the axes I've seen, they're heavy enough that you don't want a 10-year-old trying to throw them. Yeah, they're a little on the heavy side.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's also... I think it's on Thursday is a dunk stand.
Yes.
Correct?
Thursday, dunk your favorite teacher.
Very good.
Yes. So that's only on Thursday?
That's only on Thursday.
Okay.
We're still kind of looking for some other things or people to put on that dunk stand the rest of the weekend, but we're
like
not.
You mayors, town councilmen,
or area business owners.
Like local celebrities, local radio celebrities.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think we were talking about Bubba.
Congratulations. I don't have any show.
That's the reason I miss every other week.
I don't know. Do you think Bob would do it?
Like dunk your favorite FR radio celebrity?
Harold, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what?
You don't have to wear a swimsuit.
What's that?
You don't have to wear a swimsuit.
Yeah, you can do it naked.
I'm not showing up.
No, actually, he can't.
indecency issues there.
So on Friday.
Yes, we also have, at least we're going to give Cosmic Bingo a try this year. We've had bingo in the past, but we're going to step into the Cosmic Bingo world.
Awesome. Your brother Bill is going to try and help that along a little bit since he does that out.
Is a lot of fun.
Yeah, for the Kerosifering and thing out there. So, it's a big deal.
So that's Friday night?
That's Friday and Saturday night.
Yes. Fantastic. Yes. That, I tell you what, if you've ever experienced Cosmic Bingo at Rossburg Acres, it's worth the price of admission. I wouldn't even mess around playing bingo. Just come for the fun. You'll have a hell of a time.
Good. That's good to hear. I've actually never done Cosmic Bingo.
Does Bill narrate it or anything like that, though? That's what I wondered. Like, is he like...
Yeah, you know, there's some stuff that goes on that'll be probably PG-rated.
Right.
But a lot of fun. Yep.
And duck races. Which days are the duck races?
Duck races are on Friday and Saturday with a super race on Saturday night.
Oh.
11:15. I'm not real sure what that means, though. Super race.
But we'll have to find out.
Chairman that will put it on for us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So Carrie and Kelly and Nick, is that right?
That's correct.
So, and again, we want to thank those people, you guys, the hundreds of volunteers that we have down there. And, you know, this doesn't go off without a whole bunch of people, you know, pitching in, and it starts with, you know, you guys and what, you know, you've spent a lot of time doing the past probably 4 months, at least probably more than that. So
yeah, we start meetings in January generally. Yeah. This year we did a couple more before that, just because last year was just difficult. And we actually ended our year last year doing Zoom meetings, which was kind of fun.
Yeah. But
anyways, yeah, we spend a lot of time. But what I always think is, like, without our sponsors, we have tons of sponsors. Yeah. You know, we really, our goal this year is to keep people entertained. We want to use that sponsorship money in a way that is entertaining to everyone in the family. Yeah. So we appreciate them. And then, of course, obviously everyone that comes to help out, that works or runs a stand or an event.
Yeah. You had said, is it Thursday afternoon that is the Cooper Kids Day?
Thursday night. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They usually do provide a free craft and some giveaways for the kids.
Yeah, Cooper's does a really good thing. And for years, it was always on Saturday afternoon. And then, is that 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, it turned itself into Thursday night. Yeah. Everybody came down on Thursday night. And so they said, you know, if people want to do it Thursday night, that's fine. You know, a lot less people having to run around and do stuff on Saturday afternoon. They're going to have people down there anyway on Thursday night. So just busier for the ride company.
Yep. So, Saturday, well, who's the band on Friday?
Shifferly Road.
Shifferly with an F.
Two of them.
Two F. Shifferly.
Yeah, you don't pronounce the first one.
Okay.
You just pronounce the second one.
I know they play, like, around the lake a lot. Yep. So, if you've been on a party bus lately around the lake, you've probably seen Shifferly Road.
I'm 93 years old.
So you have to take the bus because you can't drive.
So Saturday is
Saturday we start the day with a motorcycle poker run, but that's like our antique and garden tractor pulls, and we still have the axe throwing, the pet parade, the vendor tent, more duck races, a quarter auction, and then our music that night is Zach Attack.
And the pie auction's on Friday, and Father Ned, I think, usually wins that. Is that right? I think. I believe he's kind of the pie guru, if I'm not mistaken. And he generally wins the pie contest.
And then they Saturday. Off. Oh, wait, we talked about Saturday.
Yeah, we're on Saturday. Yeah.
Sunday.
Other thing on Sunday is we'll start out with the parade, and then, which I believe the start time will probably be the same. I don't know that yet, but I'm guessing 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we'll have chicken dinners, which are pre-sale tickets only this year for the chicken dinners, which is a little different. We did it last year during COVID, and it really is helpful.
So where do they get the tickets? Do we know yet?
We do not.
That will definitely be announced well before.
Yes.
So,
Fantastic. Well, guys, I tell you what. I can't thank you enough for coming up and sharing it. It's exciting. It's really kind of the first step back to normalcy for us, you know, the way it feels. And to be able to get together and, you know, share what we share every Jubilee is fun. So anything else before we close?
Just look forward to it.
Yeah, and thanks for having us. And if anybody has any questions or any interest, like I said, start out with our Facebook page, and we'll work on getting some other avenues for you to get information soon. We'll also be doing a mailing at about midway through May, which will provide you with a list of events and then also raffle tickets.
I tell you what, before we, before June 16th gets here, let's plan on having you guys come and visit again. As it gets closer, and we will be able to work out some of those sort of details too.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And let's have a fantastic Jubilee this year. We're due.
Right.
So for Insight and the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee Committee, we will see you next week on something. You have something planned, right, Neil?
We don't know if we're going to get the hand up village people person group. They're a halfway house type of thing.
I do have the village people coming, though.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All of them?
Yes. Yes. The Indian is, you know, still, you know, working on some things.
Yeah, yeah, probably some issues he's having.
Yes, there's some issues with the Indian.
I don't have anybody lined up yet. There's several people we're talking to we're going to have in the next few weeks, but, yep.
For Insight, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.